unto us understanding of your word. At the end of today's service, may we become better Christians. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Revelation. The Lord has been so merciful to us. We started from Revelation chapter 1, and today we are rounding the book of Revelation. Is God not wonderful? I say, is God not wonderful? If you're happy, why not shout amen to God? Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Revelation is not given to the peoples in the denomination, but God, in his infinite mercy, has gathered for himself a group of people, a group of believers, constituting his body. Amen. The Bible says, though we are many, but we are one body. And Christ Jesus is coming for this body. This body is also known as the elect. Shout hallelujah. And this body has constituted what is known as the holy city, New Jerusalem. Shout amen. It is this body that has been given the mystery, that has been given the understanding of the mystery of the book of Revelation that will go in the rapture. Shout amen. A lot of people still argue, you know, we have a lot of people who are still seated in the bride assembly and who have not yet caught the revelation of the message you have been caught, the message you have been called into. Shout amen. You know, some of you will still argue, who told you that so and so preacher of the denomination will not make the rapture? How do you know? The man is so holy. The man is so righteous. The man is living to fulfill his call. But the body of Christ is not divided. Shout amen. When you plant a seed, when you plant corn, when you come on the day of harvest, what are you going to reap? I'm asking, what are you going to reap? When you plant yam and you come on the day of harvest, what are you supposed to reap? Jesus planted the church on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. That was the day the early church, the apostolic church, started. The Bible says, on the day of Pentecost, they came together in one accord. And there appeared unto them, and there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That was when the apostolic church began. Can you shout amen? But as the early apostles died, the Bible says, while men slept, what happened? The enemy came and did what? And sowed tares among wheats. The mystery of iniquity started. Shout amen. The body of Christ was divided. False prophets came into the church. False apostles came into the church. And the church became disintegrated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we have a promise, because nothing takes God unawares. Before the early church began, in the days of Malachi, God saw the end from the beginning. Shout amen. And he saw that a time will come where he, God, will do what? Will send a man with the spirit of Elijah to do what? To restore us back to the faith of the apostles. Shout amen. And that man is the man, William Marion Braham. Hallelujah. He came with a message. Amen. He came with a message. The Bible says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the man is dead and gone, but his message is still on the land. What is the message to do? To return us back to the Bible. Hallelujah. To call us out of the hallowed system. To call us out of confusion. To bring us back to where we fall away from. Shout amen. I want you to know, I said something last week. I said the bride assembly, this ministry is a continuation of the Acts of the Apostles. Shout amen. The Act of the Apostles, when you read the book, there is no amen in that book at the end of the book. Meaning, it is still continuous. Hallelujah. The move is still on. The move is still on. There is no full stop. There is no amen. If you read other epistles, you see amen, meaning full stop. Hallelujah. But in the book of Acts, there is nothing like that. Meaning, the Holy Ghost cannot be stopped. The Holy Ghost is still on. His move is still on. Can you shout amen to that? So we are back to the early church. We are back to what we fall away from. But I want you to know, just as God has called you here, there are a lot of people out there that have seen us as a group of fanatics. They see us as false prophets. They see us as those who have fallen away from the standard. Now we are expecting the return of the Lord. Where do you think Jesus will come to? Jesus cannot come in the midst of this confusion. He will have to do what? First, call out a group of people, shout amen, reveal his word to them, restore them back to where they fell away from. Hallelujah. And then Jesus will come for that particular group. Shout amen. You cannot go to heaven being confused. The Bible says the bride has made herself ready. The bride has made herself what? Ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of what? Of saints. The bride has made herself ready. And you've been taught time and time again that the bride, in the book of Matthew chapter 25, they are called what? The wise virgin. Why the denominationals are what? The foolish virgin. Amen. The wise virgins, their eyes have been opened to see what other birds cannot see. So Jesus is coming for this particular group. It's a mystery. How can God so much anoint a man to do signs and wonders? And the man is preaching and preaching and preaching with the whole of his life. And at the end of the day, he will miss the rapture. It is a mystery. Shout amen. Two anointings are on ground right now. The first one is the spirit of delusion. Somebody shout the spirit of delusion. I can't hear you. Shout the spirit of delusion. And the second one is the bride's anointing. Somebody shout the bride's anointing. Somebody shout the bride's anointing. Somebody shout the eagle anointing. What an eagle can see, other birds cannot see. Can you shout amen to that? Christ Jesus knew that a group of people will emerge, and this group of people will never have love for truth. No matter how hard you scream, no matter how hard you preach, they will never have love for truth. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They look so holy. They look so righteous. They study the Bible. They speak with tongues, but they deny the power thereof. Shout amen. The anointing that is operational in the gathering of these birds is known as what? The spirit of delusion. And that spirit will cause them to go the way it is written of them. It causes them to substitute truth for lies. Shout amen. It's a mystery. But we have another group whose hearts are open to the totality of the word of God. They do whatever God asks them to do. Their hearts are open to the instruction from the Holy Ghost. Shout amen. You see why our women don't put on trousers and they don't argue about it. Shout amen. You see why they don't put on jewelry and they don't argue about it. Amen. Because they have heard the voice of the seven star messenger. They have heard the voice of our chamberlain. Amen. They heard the voice of our chamberlain, the man of God that has been ordained to do what? To get the bride ready, in the person of William Aaron Brown. Can you shout amen? So Christ Jesus is coming for this little group. For those of you who have been taught that those that will go in the rapture will be so much. When the rapture takes place, you know, there will be lots of confusion. Aeroplane will jam aeroplane, vehicle will jam vehicle, you know, giving people an impression that those that will go in the rapture will be so much. Hallelujah. It's not going to be so. It's not going to be so. Those that will go in the rapture are a few group. They are very few. The group consists of a very few persons. The Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the day that the Son of Man will come. Shout amen. As it was in the day of Noah, so shall it also be in the day that the Son of Man will come. In the days of Noah, how many people made it? Just 8. In the then world, where we have millions of people on the earth, just 8 persons made the rapture. And the Bible says, as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it also be in the day that the Son of Man will come. In the days that were before the flood, they were marrying and giving in marriage. You know, all manner of ceremonial activities went on. But they never knew when Noah entered into the ark and the door was shut. When Noah came to the scene, he began to preach. They mocked him. They said he was drunk. They called him all sorts of names. Hallelujah. That is the same thing that is happening right now. They call us Brahmites. They say we are confused. They say we are false. They say we are occultic. But they will not know when the door is shut. Can you shout amen to that? When the seven thunders come on the scene and Jesus lifts the mercy seat and redemption is over, I want you to know that great men will still be conducting crusades. But the door has been shut. Hallelujah. They will still be insulting, abusing. Miracles, prophecies will be going on. It's a mystery. You mean God has left these people and miracle, prophecies, signs and wonders will be going on? It's a mystery. Can you shout amen? may you be found in the rapture. I said, may you be found in the rapture. So the book of Revelation has been unveiled to the bride. Shout amen to that. And that is why God has granted us understanding. In his mercy, we started from chapter 1, and today we are in chapter 22. Shout amen to that. Today I want to continue what I started last week. My topic is the Holy City, New Jerusalem. The Holy City, New Jerusalem. Somebody shout the Holy City. I can't hear you. The Holy City, New Jerusalem. In case you still have an idea, you still think the Holy City is going to be, is going to comprise of gigantic buildings, you know, filled with all kinds of infrastructural constructions, you know, all manner of, you know, internet facilities. I want you to know that you have been fed wrongly. The Holy City, New Jerusalem, is nothing other than the bride's body. Somebody shout the bride's body. Say the bride's body. Okay, go to Revelation chapter. Sorry, let's go to the book of John chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14. Some of you were here last week. For those who are not around, let's just make a little introduction.